Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative and any other kind of bands or genres I want to kind of stick in there. To be honest, I try and mix everything up quite a bit. I am Nigel. I'm bringing you the show from the studio on my own tonight. And I started there with Surgeon, the fantastic Surgeon. Now, I've been playing a promo of these guys for, a few weeks now, since not far off Infest when I got my hands on the copy of the promo. And they've been on the playlist a bit randomly ever since. They're a good band, and I finally managed to get to see them live a couple of weeks back at the Revolution second birthday party at Sheffield Corporation. Now, they put on three bands, Surgeon, Terra Locust and Straftans, all very, very good. But Surgeon were one of the new bands that I'd not seen before and were well worth seeing. Now, Surgeon are also going to play in a couple of weeks' time in York for the Deviate Festival. So if you want to follow my recommendation, I say go and see these guys. They're great already, in my humble opinion. And what I did after I saw them, I walked straight over and bought their album from the merch stall, which is what that track came from. That's the track Sever from their album Vanity. So well worth getting your hands on if you like that kind of thing. Right, the show's just going to progress as normal. Roughly somewhere in the middle, I'll run down gigs, clubs, events, stuff like that going on in the local-ish area. And I will just play some tunes in between, and that's exactly what I'm going to do now. Here's a track from the latest 16-volt album, Beating Dead Horses. This is Breathing Water. You heard their Skin Job with Reject Your Shame from their only album so far, Selfish Discipline. I believe that was released a few months ago. Good stuff there from Fitz. Before that, we had Necrofertility with Explode from their recent release, Wintermute. And before that, we had 16 Volt with Breathing Water from Beating Dead Horses, their recent release. So three tracks from three recent releases. And that's not the only connection. It's only just occurred to me, as I've been playing that, that those three tracks are always track two on the CD. In fact, so far throughout the show, it's been track two, because the track from the Surgeon album I played was also track two. So a geeky little fag there. Everything I've played so far is track two, but I'm going to discontinue that theme now. There's no point in doing it just for the hell of it. That was just a really random coincidence, honestly. However, it is worth noting a little couple of items of news. I don't have a massive amount of news, but it's all about samplers at the moment. So if you're a fan of Alter de Rune, they've got an album coming out. I've played you a promo recently on the last show or two ago. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But now if you want to actually hear a sample of most of the album, like 30-second samples mixed together of virtually all the tracks off the album, if you go onto a website called SoundCloud.com. Now, this seems to be a website a lot of musicians are using for promoting their music. It's getting a lot of use in that world. And if you search for Alter de Rune on SoundCloud.com, you should be able to find an album sampler that they've released, which gives you a small brief snippet of each of the tracks off their forthcoming album. So good stuff from them. And coincidentally, that's exactly what Uberbyte have done as well for their next release. They've released, again, on the SoundCloud.com website, there's a collection of tracks or samples of tracks off their forthcoming release. So great stuff from Uberbyte as well. Both, I think Alter de Rune and Uberbyte are going to be tracks I'm going to place soon in the show, I think. Yeah, I'll play some of them soon. Also worthy of mention is Sideline. I've released a sampler album thing. It's really quite hard to describe. When most labels release some kind of promotion album, you know, a selection of artists on the label, they release an album-sized release of, you know, 10, 15 tracks or so, just to give you an idea of what the artists on the label are currently releasing and what they sound like, and maybe you go out and check one of their artists' album out in more detail, something like that. Sideline have, if you go on to sideline.com and look through their recent news releases, you'll find an entry about this free promotional set of tracks they've released. However, it seems to be about 40 or 50 tracks. It's like a 400 megabyte download. So I haven't dug through it completely yet. I've had a listen to some of it. Some of it's stuff I've already played. Some of it's stuff that's already been released on certain compilations. But there's a lot of unknowns in there. A lot of artists that don't ring any bells for me in the slightest. So it's quite interesting that they've done that. I recommend you to go and have a listen. It's a free download anyway. If you've got no bandwidth or download quotas, then it's costing you nothing apart from some of your time. And it's a perfectly legal way to do it. I know there's all the dodgy ways of trying to get hold of music on the internet, but this is from the label. They're definitely releasing this perfectly legally for free just to promote their bands. So all of these things are great stuff, I think, of getting to hear new music. I may play some stuff off that in a future show once I've managed to dig through the whole massive archive that you can download. Anyway, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, Alter de Rune, they have a forthcoming album. They still haven't really told us when it's going to come out, but I thought I'd play you a track off it anyway. There's a promo track here called I Am Drugs from their forthcoming release. There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, and this is I Am Drugs.
classroom. Children are made to sit for an hour in front of a drug paraphernalium while listening to some extremely monged music.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there a couple of stunning artists. You heard Oberbite with the Black Hat Classroom, whose track uses a lot of samples from Chris Morris's excellent TV series. Oh, I've forgotten the name now. Anyway. Brilliant stuff from Oberbite there, local band, well, localish, certainly Yorkshire, and loads of fun, that track. Hopefully hearing some new stuff from them soon. Like I said earlier, they've got a sampler on soundcloud.com, so you can hear what's coming up in their latest album. And before that, we had Alderoon with I Am Drugs with from their forthcoming release, There's Always More Son of a Bitch, of which I think is a storming track. And if you listen to their album sampler on SoundCloud.com, it sounds like it's going to be good stuff. Now's about the time in the show where it's time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff like that. And to be honest, while there's not much going on in terms of number of events. One of the events is quite stunning, so it all kind of evens out beautifully. We have, coming up on this Saturday, Saturday the 16th of July, we have the Wendy House, as usual, on the third Saturday of every month at Leeds Uni Student Union. It runs from 10pm till 3am. It's £5 on the door. More information can be found at www.wendyhouse.org. It's got two big rooms. It's got the massive main room full of kind of rock, cheese, alternative, goth, a bit of everything goes on in there. And you've got the little mutate room, which is more industrial, electronic, hard dance, that kind of thing. So a good combination for most people. Now, coming up the following week is the four-day Deviate Festival in York. Now, if you've not already spotted this, go to deviatefest.com. There's loads of information up there. I raved about this last year. It was the first time it had run last year, and for the first event of any event, first iteration of any event, it was really well organised and almost flawlessly executed. It was very well done. So, you know, hats off to Chris, who runs it. And he's come back this year with a rather stunning lineup. Now, there's 4 days of bands here. I'm not sure I'm going to have time to list every single band who's playing, but there's some great names. We have Gary Newman headlining on Friday. Now, he's not... The way the festival works is it's spread over three venues. So how can you have a headliner? Well, what happens is over the three venues, the events run until a certain time. And then afterwards, there's a headliner event at another venue. So technically, on Friday, there's four venues. On Friday, the 22nd of July, Gary Newman is headlining at the Barbican in York, supported by Luxury Stranger. But also on Friday, you can go and see a load of other bands which won't clash. So you can see Grendel, Uberbite, Surgeon and Resist at Fibbers. You can see... Old Children, Chapman Family, Cold in Berlin and Partly Faithful at the Duchess. You could see Dice So Fluid, 13 Candles, Finger Puppet, Scaramanga 6 in Last July at Stereo, then go on to the Barbican and watch Luxury Stranger and Gary Newman. This is just a fantastic lineup. That's just one day. There's 4 days of this. I think you're optional on the first day, but Thursday, it's still some great bands. Nosferatu, Deviant UK, Eureka Machines and Rhombus. I think I played at least three of the four of those on this show many times in the past. We've got other names like Specimen, UK Decay, Devilishly Presley, Utah Saints, Comar Commando, Vindicare. You've got bands like Voltaire and Ghostfire and Rome Burns. You've got the Manch Violets. You've got Mesh. You've got Robots in Disguise. You've got Death Boy. You've got Zig Zig Spunnet. You've just masses of bands are playing. It's well worth the ticket price to go to this festival. I'm sure this iteration will be brilliant. And on the next show, this will have happened. And I will be raving about how much fun it was. It's going to be exhausting. It's going to involve a lot of running around different parts of York. But York isn't that big and you can nip between venues. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. So... yes, that is where I'm going to be, and I'm going to be spending most of those 4 days running between venues and then enjoying bands like there's no tomorrow, because there's just such a great list. Anyway, that to one side. Like I say, there aren't too many things to mention, but one upcoming thing that I think is well worthy of mention is The Flock, this night that happens in Leeds every first Saturday of the month, isn't happening in August. However, the organisers of Flock are putting on something different instead, which is great. It's kind of, you just still go to the same place, you still pay the same amount in, but you get a different kind of night. And the reason why it's not called Flock is it's quite different. It's actually more EBM, industrial and electro night, and it's called Redshift. Now, this is a one-off night replacing Flock, but technically, many years ago, well, maybe three or four, something like that, Redshift actually happened before. So this is technically the second iteration of a one-off night, if that makes any sense. It makes perfect sense to me, and I was lucky enough to be one of the DJs at the first Redshift. So this Redshift at the library on Saturday the 6th of August... is going to be the same lineup. I believe it's going to be pretty much the same DJs. As far as I can tell, it is the same DJs. I wouldn't like to quote perfectly that it's exactly the original list, but I think it is, thinking about looking at this list in front of me. We have DJ HGV, Howard Gothvodka from Carpe Noctem and Flock. We have myself from this radio show and the Exaltation Club Night. We have Phono Paul, who's the regular organiser of Flock and DJ. We have Richard, who... from many moons ago, if you remember Dead Stars, that bounced around here in Bradford, and he also DJed at Manchester Underworld. We have Stuart, who's done some DJing at Black Sheep. We have Uberman, who I'm seen credited with Uberbyte, so I'm figuring that's one of the members of Uberbyte. And we have Urban Cannibal, who's Simon, who's DJed at Nightmare quite regularly until Nightmare stopped happening. So it is a great lineup of DJs, a good mix. If you like your industrial electronic electro stuff, that's what we're going to be playing. I don't think there's any bands involved. It's just guest DJs. Well, guest DJs and Phonopol. So it is a more industrial electronic flock, if you want to see it that way. But it's not quite a flock, so it's called Redshift. So there you go. That's coming up as well. So if you like this kind of electronic-y, noisy stuff I'm playing, that's a great night to get yourself to. The details of that can be found by searching for Redshift on Facebook. I haven't found it listed anywhere else, but I do know there's a Facebook event for it, so get yourself on Facebook and have a look at that. Right, I think I've nattered on for quite a little time, but like I said, I was quite excited about this whole Gary Numan headlining a Deviate Fest thing, so I thought I'd actually play some Gary Numan, but he's got some new material coming out. I think it's due in September, so I can't quite play you the new stuff. I don't have my hands on it. I don't think anyone does yet. So it's a shame I can't go, here's what you're going to hear. I've no idea what he's going to actually be playing at Deviate Fest. Maybe it's going to be a mixture of old and new. No idea. It's always great to find out. So what I decided to choose to play you tonight was interesting. It's essentially Our Friends Electric, a very old classic track of his. I think that was originally a Two Way Army track before he went on becoming Gary Numan solo. But this is the reworking of it he did for his album Hybrid from a few years ago. So this is after he'd spent a bit of time hanging around with Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails and kind of almost reinventing himself with those kind of influences. So this is one of my more favourite versions of Our Friends Electric.
should never have tried. And I missed you tonight. So it's time to leave. You see, it meant everything to me. You see, it meant everything to me. You see, it meant everything to me.
Yeah.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Cyberdyne with Buried Alive from the free EP you can get from them if you search for them on, I think, ReverbNation.com. And before that, we had a couple of artists playing at the Deviate Fest in York. Lastly, we had Death Boy with Amphetamine Zoo from his release End of an Era from a good number of years ago now. So I presume he'll be playing some newer stuff at Deviate Festival, but maybe he'll mix in the old stuff as well. I don't know. And before that, we had the absolutely legendary Gary Newman with Our Friends Electric, the version from his Hybrid album. Absolutely stunning stuff, and to say I'm fairly stoked to see him live in a week or so's time is an understatement. It is going to be great, so I'm really looking forward to that. Anyway, run out of time for tonight, as usual, but I think I've hit almost on the spot tonight, so I won't be rushing too much. I just want to say thank you for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with a bit of a rundown of how Deviate Fest went, and see you in a fortnight. I'm going to leave you tonight with And One and Military Fashion Show. Good night.
Second.